שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we are learning from Kabbalah for the student. The article is Messiah's Shofar, page 153. You can watch the lesson at kab.tv. You can also ask questions there. Selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked you in the lesson. Kabbalah for the student, page 153, Messiah's Shofar.
Okay, it's a shame that Baal HaSulam didn't write this article as something complete, but he only made like a few sketches for himself. But still, we have something, and nonetheless, every word he writes is a beacon for us.
Messiah's shofar, redemption only through Kabbalah. Know that this is what it means, that the children of Israel are redeemed only after the wisdom of the hidden is revealed to a great extent. As it is written in the Zohar, with this composition, the children of Israel are redeemed from exile. This is because at that time there was hope for redemption, as the writing of the Zohar, which began in the days of Rashbi, was during the days when Bar Kokhba appeared. Rabbi Akiva, Rashbi's teacher, said about him, "There shall step forth a star out of Jacob." Thus, after the ruin of Beitar, there was great hope.
And still, the redemption has to come only after the revelation of the Book of Zohar. What's the connection between the two? We learned about it in many places, but this is what he said, that the people of Israel are redeemed only after the revelation of the hidden wisdom, as it says in the Zohar, and so on, meaning the hidden wisdom when it's revealed. When it becomes revealed, it means that the Book of Zohar becomes revealed. And in general, the wisdom of Kabbalah as a whole, meaning that if we think that there can be some good future for the world coming out of some kind of breaking, shattering, destruction, crisis, it's only through the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because we have to understand, we've already gone through all the different stages. After the destruction of the Second Temple, we've integrated with the nations of the world, and this ended in the times of Dari. After Dari, we didn't go for the correction, even though that the Baal Shem Tov, he worked, he put a lot into it, but also there were many who were opposed to it. And the Jews, they couldn't perform a complete correction, and so instead of the path of Torah, the world took the path of suffering, and as a result, there was the revelation of science, technology, and all those things, that eventually today we've reached a state where we see that nothing's working. Nothing works unless you correct human nature, that everything we do is to our detriment, that the entire industrial, technological, scientific development and so on is working to our detriment unless we correct ourselves first. And therefore today we're in a state where we have to disclose the wisdom of Kabbalah, that then it will be the beginning of correction. Everything's clear. What?
When will the general public begin to look for an answer to these questions?
When you'll take to the streets and yell.
So it depends only on us?
You want to wait for them. We have crossed. We've passed through these past 500 years were a path of suffering, not achishena, in hastening, but in due time. We've discovered different continents. We did different things in science. We did and did and did and did. And what did we get as a result? Nothing. Integration. But this integration was something that we could have achieved on a more spiritual degree. So now we have it more on a corporeal degree. And anyone asking the question of what is the meaning of life, he sees that there is no meaning, and there's no end, and there's no nothing. So we've reached a recognition of evil by way of suffering, relatively the recognition of evil. It's not yet the recognition of evil. Bala Sulam writes that it could be, you know, there could be nuclear bombs and, you know, real serious suffering. But we've already reached, we have the opportunity to correct ourselves, and we can start disclosing the wisdom of Kabbalah to the entire world as a means for correction. Soon, we will learn Malchus' introduction, the Rav Chaim Vital, that he explains what is there left to do after Zari, only the correction, and why isn't the world doing anything, and so on and so forth. We'll learn about it. Yeah?
Concerning what it writes about how the children of Israel will be redeemed from exile through the book of Zohar.
Yeah?
So, practical question. Today there are 5 Zohar lessons a week, and not everyone can participate in all of them.
Doesn't matter. Also, not everyone comes to the lessons altogether. You know, some of the population of the world is outside of these walls.
So what's the advice concerning?
It's enough. Friends come, and I see that they come steadily, and they take it seriously, and it's good. If more people can come, please. Publicize that there is an evening lesson, that there is a Zohar evening lesson, and anyone can come. Not necessarily us. Anyone can come and sit here. I'm willing.
And say, today there's an advice concerning the morning lesson to listen to the lesson during the day.
Yeah.
What about the Zohar lesson? What's the advice concerning this?
I don't know. First of all, I don't think that you have the time. And if, and I don't know, because if you listen to the morning lesson during the day, if you hear it again, and you read my Twitter, suppose, and you have time left, then you can listen to the Zohar. You can listen. But I'll tell you, why am I not really pushing people to do it? Because you have to hear it through the 10. When you're sitting in some place in your office or you're driving in your car, I don't think that it can really help. Zohar is something that you really have to sit together and study. Wait a second, I have another one.
We learn that the general year depends not only on how much we go out to the streets, but on how much we connect among us and reveal the Kli of bestowal.
Also true.
In my corrupt eyes, I see that or the general world audience is correct, that they try to follow Abash, Bala Sulam. People, he's talking about the world Kli. People are making huge efforts, but the world is deteriorating, as Bala Sulam wrote.
What's the question?
The question is, where is this emotional problem, obstacle, that we can't break the walls between us?
There's the malfunction that we can't break the walls between us.
What should we do?
Break them. All the writings, all the everything's before you. Don't just ask questions. You have to work at it. That's it. And to decide what to do and carry it out. And we either do things that aren't exactly correct, or we decide on things and we don't do them. I can't add anything here. You have to do what it says, but you have to do. Meaning, this is what it says, so this is what you have to do. You can't, so you have to look for ways of how to do it. But it's not that you didn't try it, and you're coming and you're complaining about it. Yeah, Bill.
You said that reading the Zohar on your own
or driving
in a car doesn't help that much. I'm a what if guy. What if when you're reading the Zohar, you're initiating the prayer inside your heart to hear it through the tent?
אבל מה אם בזמן שמיעת הזוהר אתה בונה את התפילה בלב כדי לשמוע את זה דרך העשירייה?
Then won't it help?
אני לא יודע, זה גישה שלי.
I don't know. This your approach, fine. I gave a short answer. It's preferable to hear the Zohar in the tent, and there are other things that you can listen to in your car or in any other place. But if you have no choice, or if you have time left over, then of course, if a person has no other ability to ever be at the lesson, then of course, that's also good.
Writing the Zohar and concealing it. And because of that, Rashbi permitted himself and disclosed the wisdom of the hidden in his books, the Zohar and the Tikkunim. However, it was with great care, since he only permitted Rabbi Abba, who could disclose with intimation, so only the sages of the children of Israel would understand, and the sages of the nations would not understand, for fear lest the wicked would know how to serve their masters. Therefore, as soon as they saw that the time was too soon for Israel's redemption, they hid it. That was at the time of the sages, the Savoraim, because we find much that our sages, the Savoraim, wrote his matters inside the Zohar.
Meaning, the truth is that Rashbi probably he had a hope that they would do the corrections inside their tent, and that they won't need to pass it on to future generations, even though that by revealing it themselves in that tent, in this world, between 10 people, this is already a big correction that is revealed in this world. But when he saw that the end of correction is not happening in his tent for external reasons that are revealing themselves more and more, then he decided to write and to hide it. Please.
Disclosing the Kabbalah is God's will. Indeed, it was God's will that it would appear. This is why it wandered onto the widow of Rabbi Moshe de Leon. She inherited the manuscript from her husband, and he probably told her nothing of the prohibition to disclose. And she, by chance, put it up for sale. Israel's troubles are because of the disclosure of Kabbalah. Indeed, to this day, it caused many ruins in the house of Israel for the above reasons.
Meaning, we really don't know how would it have been with it and how would it have been without it. But the fact that it was revealed prematurely It's like something that's unripe, and it's always to the detriment. Don't put an obstacle before a blind person, meaning that you fall and fall and fall, you stumble because of this obstacle, and this is what happened to the people of Israel with the disclosure of the book of Zohar. But it's not that we have to be afraid of the book itself, but that back then it was still too early, and it happened as a result of this, in short, by way of suffering. If to put it in other words, then the Creator, through His general influence over the people of Israel, works in two ways, the way of Torah and the way of suffering. So we see that also the way of suffering came through the revelation of the book of Zohar.
Benefits from disclosing the Kabbalah. However, there is no bad without good. And therefore, this dominion, which the nations have obtained by stealing the secrets of the Torah, propelled a great thrust for the development of holiness. In my assessment, we are in a generation that is standing at the very threshold of redemption, if we only know how to spread the wisdom of the hidden to the masses.
Meaning that even though that it's revealed incorrectly in an incorrect way, but still, there's always a correction and also a corruption that comes with it. So the corruption is that we took the way of suffering, and the correction is that we have advanced toward the time of correction.
Can you explain the last sentence, if we only know how to spread the wisdom of the hidden to the masses? What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. I don't know how. How to disseminate the method among the masses. I'm really sorry that I can't do it, but I have no choice. Write something else, do something else, I don't know, you tell me. To be closer to the masses, what does it mean to the masses? We tried all the different kinds of media here in Israel. We tried to appear everywhere. We handed out, how many? 30 million newspapers, books, congresses. I don't know. It seems to me that it's not that we did enough. There's never enough in this respect. Until the end of correction, it's not enough. But I don't see what else. You see, we just passed the Holocaust Memorial Day, soon we have the Independence Day. Meaning these are dates where you can write serious articles, publicize them on different newspapers. I don't know if it's useful, if it's beneficial. It's not felt that... the feeling is that it's all swallowed inside the swamp.
Even before the means, what should people know? What should everyone know?
People have to want to change their life so that they will feel that without this, that unless they change their life, ahead of them, there's death. If they'll change it, they'll live. And that they'll want to live. And that they'll be afraid of death. A. B. That the remedy for this situation is the disclosure of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Regardless where. That I'll hear 10, 15, 20 minutes a day as some housewife that's cooking or ironing or doing something, and I'm listening. A man driving in his car to work or whatever hears something. But so that people will know that this is how we connect to the upper positive force, and only it can change our life and protect us.
Sometimes you say in certain situations that it's best to disseminate without the name the wisdom of Kabbalah, such as overseas outside of Israel. So is it important that people will know the name the wisdom of Kabbalah, just the principles?
No. In order to bring the public closer to the eternal, so-called eternal questions, what am I living for? Why? What for? What kind of world? What is the reason for all the problems, and so on. For this, we don't have to say that it comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah, because by this, you put an obstacle before a blind person. People don't want, they're afraid. And we have to acknowledge this phenomenon. We have received this as we inherited it. What can you do?
And now there's going to be a big congress in the U.S. So let's say the American dream was broken. So what should every American know or believe is the right dream?
I don't understand. If I had the opportunity to speak before the American people, what would I say?
Yes, what should every American know?
Every American should know that everything will end soon. And in a bad way, that it ended, this is one bad thing, but that it's going to end especially bad, this is the other bad thing. And that there is a remedy, there is a remedy. And the remedy is that we have to draw the upper force that exists in nature, that if we draw it, if we pull it, if we use it correctly, we arrange for ourselves a really good life from the very moment that we start engaging in it and to eternity. We skip over the point of death, all the crimes, everything, hunger, wars, you name it. We simply rise above all of the suffering in this world, and we enter a feeling that's heaven.
Should they know that the means is an organization called Nebaruch, or what should they know?
No. At first, I wouldn't tell them about it. I don't care.
So what should they know? Let's say that the desire to come to what you said awakens in them. What's the way toward there?
In order to continue, then you have to pull them, attract them to some place or some site, and through that site every time to allow them to suckle, to nurse, and for them to grow up this way.
And this site or the organization behind it or a person behind it?
It's preferable. Well, you have to write something, of course. That it has to do with the wisdom of Kabbalah and science and Israel. And then they start understanding all these things. It's forbidden to hide, but you have to disclose things according to what they really need, because otherwise it'll become an obstacle.
Ra, you say that you will be happy to only get into the hiding work between us, but all is heavy and slow because we have to include this time the whole world.
Okay, again.
You say to us that you will be more than happy to get more deeper into our work as a Kabbalist. But everything is heavy and slow because we have to include this time the whole world.
S-
So is possible that the story gonna repeat again, and whatever Bnei Baruch achieve is gonna be hiding between the virtual world, or, and then the humankind gonna find it when they are ready?
We can't advance without publicizing and going out to the world, because otherwise what we study and what we want to achieve among us is then worthless, because our entire work is in order to correct the Kli of Adam HaRishon, and the Kli of Adam HaRishon is not us. We are not the Kli of Adam HaRishon. Listen, we are the head of the Paltzuf that is now going to be built for the very first time in history. Very first time. Before that, there was no head, only body, the will to receive, that worked according to how it was created. It's called the soul, or the soul of Adam HaRishon, the Kli. Now, those that have sparks, we have to arrange a Rosh among us. And so that this Rosh, this head, gets organized in order to take care of the body, because otherwise there's no need for the head. It's only in order to turn to the Creator and to be as a conduit, to turn what we receive from the Creator into corrections in the body. And the body is the whole of humanity. And therefore, now that we're building ourselves as a Rosh, if we disregard everyone, then we won't be able to advance. Because even when you build, when you do something, you have to be connected and integrated with the deficiencies of the nations of the world, because the correction has to take place in them. Maybe this is what you were asking about, meaning we have to pay attention to this. We can't correct but on our own, by ourselves. Shamir.
Boker Tov, Rav. I really want to thank all of the friends right now because of such a beautiful new state. Especially the Rabash's letter 8, which really influenced so deeply in the heart. It was like waiting for this moment for a long time. What is so special about this letter, Rav?
It's
your own interpersonal state. Soon, it'll pass, you'll look at it, and you'll say, there's nothing about it, nothing there. And then it'll come back again.
Why in some part of the world it's very easy to awaken the point in the heart, and some part of the world it's so difficult?
I'm not good at geography. Really. I never took interest in it. Probably it's an important part of the wisdom of Kabbalah, but I never saw it in the writings, and I myself never tried to find why the people that live in different places on our planet have certain character and they have such or other, one or another kind of attitude toward the wisdom of Kabbalah or Israel or this or that. I never had time for it. Maybe there will come people that this will be interesting for them, and then, but I don't think. I have other things to do with you besides this. Whoever wants can come here, and that's that. Yeah.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask you a question. I'm from the Chaver group in Rishon LeZion. Sometimes friends from the group move to Petah Tikva. They leave the Rishon group and they come to Petah Tikva.
We're not pulling them here, just so you know. We don't need them here.
I understand. So on the one hand, I'm happy that a friend moves here, but I'm concerned that our group gets weaker. What do you think about it?
So to forbid them to come here? To move here?
You
tell me?
But should we keep them with us? What?
Before they move here, they have to ask you and ask us, is it allowed for them to move?
No, I believe that, you know, if he came here, he probably asked.
I have no idea. It's none of my business. If Ephraim would ask me, I tell him no. But he moved. He didn't ask me anything.
So we, in our group, get organized.
Good luck.
Good morning, Rav. What I wanted to ask is, when his eyes in his head see that the whole world is standing like on a barrel of explosives, anyone who looks can see it.
I don't see it. I don't see that this is how the people of Israel feel.
I just came back from the U.S. Even the Americans are feeling that they have a barrel of explosives on their heads.
The Americans, yes. The Jews here in Israel, no.
What I wanted to ask is, you said we tried every way, we're trying every way to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. We have a pretty large community. The question is, maybe we should focus on our community and just sit and pray so that the Creator will interfere, because we really have done above and beyond everything we could. So, isn't it time to all of us sit together and pray, truly pray, that the Creator will interfere?
Give us a plan, an action plan. What do you mean to do? There's also a committee here. Bring a few more people with you. Sit together and think. What do we do? Maybe we should put together a special prayer. I'm not against it. Not against it.
I'll do it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead. Ephraim, what did you want to ask? To say a few words.
No, we have huge friends here. But you know, you feel like you're really standing in before an explosion. You know, on our way, you also see that before something drastic happens, it's like something new is not built before something drastic happens. So this blow, how can we bring it up to our consciousness? Only with the Creator's help, or is it up to us?
It depends on three factors. We, Bnei Baruch, the world around us, and the upper force. And still, these three aren't, but they don't cross each other.
But you feel like everything is going in that direction.
We have to hasten time through our connection.
How? Through connection between us, or prayer, or what?
And everything. And studying, workshops, and studying the Zohar. This evening we have a women's lesson. Everything. And everything. The situation is really becoming dangerous.
Yeah, it feels from all over. All the enemies around you. Everything is like,
let's hope, and let's hope that it will work correctly.
So I'm going to ask something more, because there's an evening, a women's evening tonight. So how should women prepare for the
women
for the evening tonight?
Women, they should prepare. They should all speak to each other so that they'll leave none of our women or none of the guests that could come, that they should bring them to this meeting. They should prepare questions. They have this kind of board that's organizing everything. They should set questions to that group, to that organizing group. This group is supposed to meet me at 10:30 a.m. At 10. Okay. And Friday we already met. So they're actually very organized. Women, it's good. What else? Everything's up to them.
So, if I may, I think all the men here in the world clearly really want to thank our dear women who are doing holy work every day, strengthening us, strengthening the organization, the way. We really have no words to express our gratitude.
Way to go.
First benefit?
Announcements.
Okay, so that's it. We'll continue tomorrow with God's help.
Daily task.
We had on duty today the groups from Salt Lake City, Petah Tikva, turn number 22, Moscow, turn number 10,
the groups from Netherlands, the UK, and the Haver group, and the daily task. We scrutinized together during the day how, with the help of the power of the 10, we reject desires that come from the Creator, and use them again, with intention to bestow upon the friends. Again, we scrutinize during the day how, with the help of the power of the 10, we reject desires that come from the Creator, and use them again, with intention to bestow upon the friends. We thank our viewers on TV. Have a good day. Now, Asaf.
Yeah, hello, friends. Let's listen just a second. We want to say something, especially to all the friends around the world. So, we know that there are a few dozens of friends that didn't finish their registration process for the Congress, meaning that they started their registration on site, but they didn't pay it. This means that they're not registered for the Congress yet. And it's very important for us to explain this now so that these few dozens of friends will complete their registration process, namely pay on site, and they will be able to receive the early bird price. Because at midnight, between Monday and Tuesday, U.S. time, the early bird price is coming to an end. And therefore, all the friends that began the process and didn't complete it, or that still want to register, do it immediately after the lesson as a group activity. Go on site, finish your registration, and get the early bird price. And now, one more announcement.
Okay, friends, tomorrow there'll be a festive event for new students as preparation for the Congress. So, in our summary task today, we will write to them, and they will get the answers that we will write now. So, now, let's all answer the question, what do I wish to anyone who comes to the Congress, to new students? Again, what do I wish to each new student who comes to the Congress?
Announcements.
together in the academia, toward learning to get a bachelor's degree. You're invited to a special event on Friday, 27th, between 10 and 12:30 at 12 Nevatim Street, Petah Tikva. All is one. The World Kabbalah Convention in North America. We're inviting all the Kabbalah students to a congress that will take place between May 3rd and 6th. For details, go to one.kabbalah.info. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day and wonderful night.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle.
Come our way.
Completing the circle.
United and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle.
Come our way.
Completing the circle.
United and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love.
Gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet.